knows his din. Tamina Chachamidu. Everybody knows his din. It's a double poshut. Noshim and Chayim and Erchanik. Noshim Afin Hayav Osanix. On a simple level, what this means is that the chiyuv of women is exactly the same as the chiyuv of men. Although we have a general principle of Zman Rama, that principle is inoperative in this particular case. Afin Hayav, but also Hanex. Fine. I mean, this is another poshut, right? Any questions? Aleph Beis. Okay. We shall see. The Aleph Beis is not so Aleph, not so Beis. It's not so simple over here. This. We have a general principle, Rabbi Osai, that I read you the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. It's the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Hey Siv Gimel. Isha Madlekas Nerchanik Hashafi Chayevas Bo. What could be more clear than that? Black on white, says the Mishnah Berurah. Pirish Baad Kol Bnei Beiso. That's the context of the Gemara. In other words, I'm reading the Sharetzion. Kamolin Cheresh Oda Vekot Lo Asa Klum. Hayin Lo Hotzi Acherim Keinu Adin Bozeh. Okay. Or what it means, you might think, B'mok Mashabal Madlik Isha Nami Tzricha Lahadlik, Kamash Vulon, the Lo Tzricha. And he quotes the Marashal, Ishto Kagufo, Dami, Ve'ena Tzricha. Ala Shichol Lahadlik Ben Kol B'nei Beis. Marashal, Ali Rabba, Nuchidish Ishto Kagufo. So, Naya Maisa. You don't find Ishto Kagufo when it comes to other mitzvahs. When is Ishto Kagufo? Because I have matzah. Ah. My wife will have matzah. Well, I'll have matzah. But people say, Ishtuk Agufo. Well, what is this? What's going on with the Ishtuk Agufo? What does it mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah to make it more complicated. I and Shubas Ola Shmuel. Tuldidan Shemadlika Kolecha Befnei Atzmo. We're not going into the details right now, but you all know that our version of Mahadrin is not that one person lights for everybody, but every person in the house lights. Mikol makom isha eino tzricha lahadlik. Dehavyan rak tfelos la'anoshim. This sounds not just ishtuk gufo, something all women. This is not politically correct. All women tfelos la'anoshim. This doesn't sound right in the street. Oh yeah, that they can do. You know why? Any Sfarim in the room? Sfarim hold that you can't make, correct? Not allowed to make. A woman's not permitted to make a broch on a Zman Groma before she mechaber. Because she make a broch on her Chanukah according to the Mishnah Berurah? No. It's a pella otzum. How can you compare this to Mrs. Cessation Zman Groma? Lulav and shofar and sukkah, she's pata, here she's chayev. Who's not shy about making a bracha? This whole Mishnah Berurah from the Ola Shmuel is one big pella. Rabbi Yisai, understand the question? Questions are clear. What's the answer, boss? So I believe the answer is as follows. This is a general answer which we'll talk about then. Briefly, when it comes to other contexts, but requires, if we had more time, a lengthier explanation. This phrase, Rebosa, look in the Gemara. Afen hoya boso anes, you can look on the side, it tells you that the phrase is found elsewhere. It's found in Pesachim and it's found in Megillah. Does everyone know what the context? I mean, there don't have to be a major Talmud Chochem. So this one. Where does it say in Pesachim? What? No. Yeah, what does it say in Megillah?
It's also a Shuvah Levi.
What?
It's also a Shuvah Levi.
Yeah, same thing. Also three cases. Af and Ebo Sonex. On a simple level, I would say, in all three cases, the Chiv of the woman and the Chiv of the man are identical. That's what I would say. Perhaps you're familiar with the Mechaber, the next holiday after Chanukah is Purim. I'm getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. But the Mechaber in Ilchus Purim says, according to the Bahag, that a woman is not supposed to be reading the Megillah for a man. Are you familiar with this? This is world famous. Okay, it's found in Tov Resh Pei Tess. Yesh omish anoshim eina motzias es ha'anoshim. It's from the Pahag. It's not just from yesterday. Okay. What's the lamdash reason of the Pahag? Mishnah Berurah quotes the lamdash reason, besides other technical reasons. Isha eina chayavis b'kriya rak l'shmoa. That's what the Pahag said. Nafkamina. The Rambo says, if a woman reads, she makes the shmoa megillah. Not a mikvah, she's not chayav b'kriya. What's a shmiya? What's a kriya? What is this? What does it mean, a shmiya and a kriya? Sounds like the same to me. You hear it, right? What's it all about? So there are many pirushim and achronim, but I want to suggest the following, the kudah, which is based on Avnei Nezer. Rabosai, the mitzvah of Megillah is the mitzvah of pirsumei nisa. Afein hoya b'oso anes is pirsumei nisa. But pirsumei nisa, as the word pirsum connotes, must be mefursum, must be famous. Famous means, as the Nezer explains, beyond the intellectual elite, such as those sitting in this room. For example, if on Purim night, I'll stop you on the way out of shul and say, did you fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah? Well, you will answer me. What will you say? Yes. I'll ask you, did you read the Megillah? What will you say? Since you belong to the intellectual elite, you'll say, yes, I did read the Megillah as a matter of fact. But the print of Shemei HaKa'ona. But that's only for the Tamid HaKa'am in the room. The average Joe in the streets, you read the Megillah, what do you mean? I'm not the Bakari. Bakari read the Megillah. I only heard the Megillah. So therefore, what's mefursim is that you heard the Megillah. The lumdim know that you was as if you read the Megillah. When it comes to a woman, she's only chayav in pirsum anisa. Pirsum anisa means shmiyas ha-Megillah. That's what the Bahag means. However, the kriyas ha-Megillah, which is not the pirsum anisa aspect of Megillah, a woman is in fact putter because it's a misassociation of man grama. So the yisod over here of the gemara over here is that she's chayav in the pirsum anisa aspect because afen hoya b'osu anis. And not in the Megillah aspect proper. Okay. Very nice. What about Hanukkah? Oh, very good. You got it exactly right. Hadlaka is the core mitzvah, and Re'iyah is the Pesuminisa aspect. How do we know? The Gemara has over here Farish. What is the signpost of a Pesuminisa mitzvah? Come on, what is it? What bracha? It's obvious. Shasnis Lev Aseinu, which of course you make on Ner Chanukah and you make on the Megillah. And the Gemara discusses when you make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisan Lev Aseinu. Sha'asa Nisan Lev Aseinu was not merely made by an individual who actually lights the Megillah. What about somebody who is not lighting the Megillah, but rather only sees the oh my God, light the Megillah, excuse me. Someone who lights the Ner Chanukah, but also somebody who simply sees the Ner Chanukah. You only see it, it's what's called a Birchas Haroah. Haroah Ner Shel Chanukah, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Sarach Levarech, what does that mean? Sha'asa Nisim. And it fits in also, because you know, the Gemara said before, Mitzvah Chanukah Nerish Ubeiso. Okay? They ask the average person coming out of the house, let's say it's a Nerish Ubeiso family. They have one candle for the entire household. That's Ikar Adin. So someone will stop you walking out of the street, walk out of the house in Chanukah and say, did you fulfill the mitzvah? Yes, some person, a man, a woman. Even today, many women don't light the Ner Chanukah. So the married women are not supposed to, as we saw before, Yishtag Gufa. You'll stop in the street, did you fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? They'll say, yes. How'd you do it? How? How'd you do it? What's the real answer? For the intellectual elite, Ner Shubesa, I belong to this house. I'm married to this guy. So I'm the daughter of this guy. I'm the son of this guy. So I live in this house. Enough. What will the average person say? Did you actually take a candle and lit your own? So what will they say, a typical person? What do you think? The same as they said, I heard the Megillah. What are they going to say? I saw the candles. You said it before. I saw the candles. That's the presumptuous aspect. That's what's famous. What's famous is one person lights and everyone else sees. This is the comparison of Ner Chanukah and Shabbos Daf Chof Gimel and Megillah, the Masechta Megillah on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Of course, you ask me an obvious question. Shinner Bosai? Now we should jump. I mean, that's an obvious question. This whole analogy breaks apart. We're not going to double get that close to that. Before we get there. What do you want to say over here?
I mean, that she's
like. Oh! This whole thing is destroyed. The Baal Halachas Gedolah said that the woman may not read the Megillah for a man. Why not? Because she's chayav in Shmir, he's chayav in Kriya. What does that mean, we said? She's chayav in Pesum and Nisa aspect, he's chayav in the Kor Mitzvah. But she may not read for him. No! When it comes to Ner Chanukah, exactly the reverse. Isha Vadei Mazaka, we just read before, she can lie for him. Even though she's only chayav in the Pesumanis aspect, and he's chayav in the lighting aspect.
And that they did that, the Amram did that.
Yeah, exactly. So well, my whole system broke down. What's the answer, Bosai? Answer like this. There is a steer in the Mechaber with respect to a cut. Was over here, Farish, Hadika Kherish under the cotton, Loasa Velo Klum. Okay? So, when it comes to the Megillah, the same thing is found. Okay? Hayakora Kotan, Lo Yotza. Period. No ands, no ifs, no buts, Lo Yotza. Tough fresh pay test, Sif base. Comes to Ner Chanukah. When Ner Chanukah, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that Hidlika a kodim, Hidlika is no good, Tav Resh Ayin Hey, Sif Aleph, all of a sudden, the Shulchan Aruch writes, no, this is not right, Sif Gimel, V'yesh Misha Omer, Bekodim Shegiya L'chinuch Mutter, says the Mishnah Brura, nah, Sosim HaMachabah Tarpat, by Megillah, it's no good, so it's no good over here too. What do you mean? The Mechaber forgot what he said here or there. So there's an inconsistency in the Mechaber. Why when it comes to the Chanukah, it's 2 days? And the Megillah is no 2 days. What's the answer about Sai? So my Rebbe, Zichron of the Roch, answered as follows. Exactly, we said before. Mitzvah Chanukah ner ishu beso. So what about a Cherish? What about a Goy? And it says no. There is no Chal Hashem ner Chanukah. It's garnished. Nothing. It's a fire. Don't do Ner Chanukah. Can't establish a Shem Ner Chanukah on it. However, when it comes to a cotton shegiel lechinuch, it's possible, according to one opinion, that that individual can create a Shem Ner Chanukah, shegiel lechinuch, and I, as a member of the household, who am over by mitzvah, could be yotzi as well. Contrast this with Purim, Megillah, which is a personal obligation, has to have a bar chiyuva. A bar chiyuva under 13 is not a bar chiyuva. It doesn't work. Mela, the same thing applies over here. Comes to Nashim. Nashim, when it comes to the Megillah, is no good. Why? They're only chayiv in the Pesumanisa aspect, not chayiv in the Kor Mitzvah Megillah aspect, so therefore they can't read for a man. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, even though they're chayiv only in the Pesumanisa aspect of Riyah, and not chayiv in the Kor Mitzvah of Hadlaka, it doesn't matter. They have their associations enough to create a Shem Ner Chanukah, no worse than one opinion according to Kotan Gila Chinuch. Yes, sir, what's the question?
So why can't we apply that similar by Kotan to all the Mitzvahs of the Torah, save his if he reaches the
any personal obligation the Kotan can't do for me. Only Ner Chanukah, the Mitzvah's Ner Yishu Beisel. It's not a personal obligation. If I'm homeless and not chayv. So now you asked before about the Arba Kursus. Now what are we going to do with now? We're stuck. Arba Kursus. It's the third Mitzvah we have again. The same concept. So first, you probably think that I'm way off. You probably think I'm some. What am I? Totally way. I took a bahag, and I went running from Megillah to Chanukah to Arba Kursus. Guess what? The Rav Yoh did it. The Rav Yoh writes the Farish that the bahag said this thing when it comes to Purim Megillah. And I wonder. I didn't find it in a bahag. What would he say when it comes to Megillah? When it comes to Arba Kursus, you see from this Rav Yoh that you one could say the same love this within the other two mitzvahs of Pirsum and Nisa. So clearly, if our analysis is correct, and by the way, the other analyses of of Megillah are slugged up by the Tzrav Yad. Some say, because one is Midirei Kabbalah and one is Midirei Midrabanan, or one is Zechiris Mechiris Amalek, or one has of Parsha Zohar, that's one say. Some say it's Hallel. So the three different Pshatim and Achroinim, as well as Pshat and Bahag, but none of them address the issue of the Lashon Shmi and Kriya, and none of them would apply to Chanukah and Pesach. So it's clearly Rav Yehuda is against all those Achroinim Shmshotim. The Pshat is best. But now the question is, what are we going to do when it comes to Arba Kaisis? What could be? You mean the two dinim of Arba Kaisis? Who in his life ever heard of two dinim of Arba Kaisis? In your history, in your life, you've never heard of it. Who said it? What? Yeah, but it's one of the most famous Tiglath Torah ever. On Pesach, it's this one. You know what I'm talking about? That's right. According to the Pergirsa Sarifa Rambam, if a person drinks, guzzles down delicious wine, four cups one after the other, yidei cheres yotza, yidei abakosis lo yotza, what's fakert? If you have the kos ala seder, yidei cheres lo yotza, the abakosis yotza. Explains the Briska Rav and its famous piece in the Kedusha Baron Reza Levi, and the Chos Chomet Tzumatza. Tzvei Dinim. One is the Din of Derech Cheres, which is Pirsum Enisa. Ram says, Lefichach, Pirsum Enisa. That's why you have to do these things on the Seder night. Two things. You drink Abakos and has Seder. Those are both Kiyumim in Derech Cheres, Pirsum Enisa, on the one hand. On the other hand, just drinking the four cups of the Seder of the four Brachas, namely Kiddush, Haggadah, benching, and Hallel, that's the core mitzvah of Arba Kaisis. If we are correct on both sides, follow the same pattern. A woman's chayiv in Shmi, and we started off not in Kri. We came to Agama. She's chayiv, we suggested in Re'iya, and not in Hadlaka. What else is going to come out according to this? She's chayiv in Shtia, but not chayiv in the Seder Bracha, Alakos. It's interesting. There's a whole fight of women chayiv and Haggadah on Pesach night. So they want to bring a raya. Of course she's chayiv. Oh, raya. She's chayiv in Arba Kaisis. She's chayiv in Arba Kaisis. One of the curses is Haggadah. But we're saying now it's no raya. Why not? She's not chayiv in the Seder Bracha Al Kos aspect of Arba Kaisis. She's only chayiv in the Shtia Derech Cheres aspect of Arba Kaisis. If she guzzles down four cups of wine, maybe she'd be yotzek onto this. We have, therefore, this major yisod that we're establishing, again, all based in the Gemara over here, in Masech the Shabbos, Avchav Gimel, Afin Hoyo, but also an ace. And we are suggesting that what it really means is the chayiv in the Pesum and Nisa aspect of these mitzvahs, but not in the core mitzvah which they're put to work. For what reason? It's a mitzvah that say, Shazman Gerom. Now, you'll ask me an obvious question. If this yisod is correct, that we compare Chanukah to the other mitzvahs, we said, whatever is Pesum and Nisa, there's a Brachah of Shas Nisa level saying, but when Mehem is Manazeh, how come there's no mitzvah of Shas Nisa level saying, but Manazeh, when it comes to the mitzvah of Haggadah? What do you say? Can't answer the question. The answer is there is a Brachah. What's the Brachah?
Asher
Golan, you got it right. The Rav Zichron of the Rav was fond of quoting the Yotzef of Shabbos Haggadah, which he always said, Rav Yosef Tuvela from Rishonim. Some shuls they don't say it, but it's very, very worthwhile. Goes as follows. Rishon Mevorech Al Hayayin. First cut, make a bracha. Bracha Al Hayayin. Ve'ome Kiddush Uzman. They say, Mekadosh Yisroel Azman HaMeshech Yonim. Ve'eino omer neis adayin. He's asking the kasha. What happened to Shas Nisan? It fits here. It should be said right now, on the spot. The same as we say when it comes to the Ner Chanukah and the Megillah. Shetzorech la'omer ba'agodo v'ro l'kof lo ayin. It's the rhyme of Yosef Tuvel. You look it up. It's in the Yotzin. That's what he used to say. In principle, there really is such a bracha. Just that we don't want to say it twice, so therefore we postpone until Asher Ge'olam. Quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. Of course, one could ask another question. If we say that a woman makes a bracha lishmoa megillah, we said before, which means that she doesn't make the bracha of a mikra megillah because she's chayiv only in the shmi aspect and not in the kriya aspect. And the question is going to be, how does a woman make a bracha of lahadik ner shulchanik? She's only chayiv in the ri'iyah aspect, not in the hadlach. So according to the Rambam, it's no problem. She can make a bracha on the tilas luluf, whatever she wants. According to the Mechaber, said differently. How can it be? I think the answer is as follows. The Maisa, if a woman is in a desert island, there's no Neres Chanukah, she's Chayav and Riyas Ner Chanukah, she's required to do a Maisa Adlaka in order to perform the Riyah. She's entitled to make a bracha of Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah. That's what the Mechaber himself said, you make a bracha of Al Mikra Megillah, even though the Mechaber denies the right to make a bracha on Zman Gerama, and the Mechaber suggest one opinion that a woman cannot read for a man, presumably because she's not chayav in the Kol Mitzvah. So the answer is, a woman's on a desert island, she has to read the Megillah in order to hear the Megillah. How's she going to hear it? She doesn't read it. So therefore, the bracha may be said. Aye, then why is the Rambam say the Shmo Megillah, even though she's partner from Kriya, it's no worse than Lulav? The answer is Adrab. You should make the Shmo Megillah. So you shouldn't make a mistake and think she's chayiv in Mikra Megillah and do what they're doing in certain places, that the woman's reading the Megillah for a man. How's that? Ad Rava, special takon. Oh. But now Rabosai, where do you get an idea of a chiyav ru'iyas nechai? Where does it come from? Rabosai, take a look in the Rabat Mordechai Simon Reish Samach Zayin. Okay, please. Mordechai Simon Reish Samach Zayin. Here we go. Harom Avara, Pirish Rashi, Shabbat Shem Ben Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, Shem Shem Rav Yaakov Ben Yochar, this is an individual who has to make this bracha. Okay, let's go further. Come on, Masik, komadlik aloy v'go beisoy, that his wife is lighting for him. Umikom akom tzarech liros, kama besamach aroyom akam mevarach. Etc. So you have to actually see the Ner Chanukah. They went to the county fair. Why? There's no mitzvah of hadlaka there, presumably. It's a mitzvah of Re'iyah. A mitzvah of Re'iyah. You make a bracha of Sha'asa Nisin. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Why? You chayav to see the neris. That's what it says. Okay? That's what it says. Now we come to the following interesting chiddush over here. This is in the Ramah Tov Reish Ayin Vov. Excuse me. Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, I believe it is. Siv Gimel. Something about it with Baruchas, even if they lit it for you in your house. This is the Mordechai. It says Mefesh Mordechai. B'chein Noegin. That's what it says. Then there are more yets. Va'afilu im etel Yehudim v'roa aneros. You see all the candles. Like in the midbar that you read. Im rotza lahachmir al atzmo lahadik b'fnei atzmo madlikum avarach aleim b'chein Noegin. It's okay. You can do this. That's the Mishnah Brura and Sivkot and Tezvov. What's the lama? After midina potol lahadlik imadlik and alav beiso, the kolmak amim rotz lahach malatzav lahadlik b'matzav rashoi. Catch this now. Uvilvad shechavim b'machshavto kodem shas hadlaka she'en rotz alotz b'shalishto kavana shel alotzes. Wow, chiddush nifla menorah. Maril kavana shel alotzes. Really? as the Mishnah Berurah says, Zayin, Yesh min ha'posim she'sovrim. No! Achash ha'chazal patru ad le'lokas ishto. Lo kol kamine lomar. And he wrote Zlatz v'shalishti. You can't do it. You're going to Bal Karcho. V'yadlik below bracha. You want to let it get out of bracha, no one's going to stop you. But you're yotze against your will. Who said this? The Maharshal. The Maharshal. Frek the Taz. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Kavana Shel Olotitz works. What's the answer, Bosa? Exactly. Nerish Ubeso. Nerish Ubeso. We spoke about it in the sum up. I'm a Zuzu. I live in a house. Only I got up when I got up on the wrong side of the bed one day. I don't have Kavana go to Mitzvah Mezuzah. Doesn't help. It's Nerish Ubeso. You live in the house, you go to the Mezuzah. It's on your door. The Mitzvah Chovas Hadar, as someone puts it in Mesecht Pesach. So too, Neris Chanukah. It's Chovas Hadar. Proof is that the Baal Mechaba Chovas Hadar has in the back about Ner Chanukah, the book about Mezuzah. It's Chovas Hadar. So there was Chovas Hadar. You cannot have Kavana, Shalom, Lotzeis. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. That's the Pshat. Doesn't work. I think that's the question. Who says so? The Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef, yeah, Taras of Beis, says this word. Could be, even the Ramah agrees. Even the Ramah agrees. Now, Vaharaya. Here in Tafresh, we have to stop in a minute. In Tafresh, Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. We talk about an achsanoi. Achsanoi, that if they don't light in your house, implying if they do light in your house, then you don't have to do anything. And the Ramah didn't say over there, hey, have kavana shalolotes and light again. Ramah didn't say that, Beferich. Why didn't he say it? In Siv Gimel, he quotes the Mordechai as a chi of liros. Oh, pops up the Ramah. Have kavana shalolotes again, if the kavana the corner of the maril. The answer is Rav Moshe, you know what I said? The kavana shalolotes works on the Chovas Gavra. The Chovas Gavra is Re'iyah. Even the guy who's hopeless has to have to try to look for Sifan Ner Chanukah. So it's a Chovas Gavra, the same as like Kiddush, same as Abdullah. And you can have kavana shalolotes, have kavana shalolotes. That's why the Rambam puts it over here in Sif Gimel and doesn't put it in earlier in Sif Aleph. Wow. We're also out of time. Then tomorrow we'll continue, hopefully weather permitting and everyone else permitting, the second shiur of the Sif Chanukah, the Siyata Dishmai. Okay. Did I touch on my recent shiur?
No, a little bit went on to Rav Noah's shiur, but the majority was not. The only people who heard Rav Noah's shiur were me.
Okay.